following pay program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of TriSceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. TriSceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's a new week. It's a Monday, and we're starting off with a strong show. Today, the first half of the show, we're going to have Pam Colleen on. We're actually going to be critiquing, Dr. Oz's interview of Gary Taubes. On Thursday, we'll have Gary Taubes on the show. And I'm doing this to gather my resources and information for that interview. The second half of the show, we're going to have Anthony Roberts, known as the source for all underground information in the bodybuilding and anabolic steroid world, talking about geranium oil. What does it do? Should we pay attention to it? Okay. Before we get started, I want to mention something. There is a tool on the Superhuman Radio website. On the right-hand side in the main menu, it says recommend us. I need your help. In order for us to get the message out to the masses, we need more people to listen to the message. And it can't just be carried by you to your friends and family. They need to tune into the show and hear it firsthand so that they can become zealots or disciples, whatever you want to call them, so that they know the truth about nutrition and pharmaceutical agenda and so on. The Recommend Us link allows you to send an email from the website to individuals letting them know to tune into the show. I'd like people to start using the Recommend Us link if you can and start recommending the show to friends and family members to help them become part of this movement. And this is a movement. We are trying to change opinions and we are trying to get the truth out. But the only way for us to do it is to get more people to tune in and hear the message. So please do me a favor and check that out when you get a chance. Okay, my first guest today is Pam Colleen. She is the author of Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic. Many of you have read the book. I know many of you have emailed me about reading the book and how wonderful it is. How you doing, Pam?
I'm great, Carl. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. And I wanted to have you on because you and I kind of got into a couple lively discussions about Dr. Oz's interview of Gary Taubes. And I would like to first go on record as saying that while Gary Taubes was cited in the interview as the man who thinks everything Dr. Oz says is wrong, it turned out that all he really thought that Dr. Oz said wrong was his nutritional advice. I, in fact, am the man who thinks that everything that comes out of Dr. Oz's mouth is wrong. Everything from nutrition to his suggestions about aiming the little vent at your face, when you're on the plane to blow the germs off of your face when it's actually blowing more germs on your face. Everything. He told people to get vaccines. Everything he says is wrong. Gary Taubes just thinks the nutritional information that Dr. Oz says is wrong. But we're going to stay with that now. Now, with that being the case, you watched the interview, didn't you?
I sure did, yes.
Did you not feel what I felt? I felt that while Dr. Oz repeated over and over again about how much respect he had for Gary Taubes, he in fact treated him with a lack of respect.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, right behind Gary in a couple of the segments there, you know, he put two very false and misleading statements. Saying, you know, that Gary was saying eliminate all carbs and that all fats are good. And, you know, these are real stretches for him to, you know, say that or allude that to Gary's stance because it's just not true. And Gary had to correct him. But even when Gary corrected Dr. Oz and said, you know, I'm not saying to eliminate all carbs. I'm not saying all fats are good. You know, they left that sign right behind Gary as if this is what his main messages are, and they simply were wrong. As you know, Carl, I mean, he's saying eat some carbohydrates, just the high-quality ones, of course.
Yes.
And he's also saying, you know, avoid trans fats. But at the same time, he didn't have enough time to say, you know, watch out for overeating too many plant-based fats and oils. And he didn't have time to say that.
Well, he didn't have time to say a lot of things. And I think that the first thing I take issue with was Gary Taub's, Dr. Oz going on a 24-hour, I'm going to try to eat the way Gary is telling me to eat, when he did not, in fact. I mean, he showed what he would have eaten, and then he showed what he ate instead. And he didn't have to have sausage with breakfast. He could have had a piece of beef. You know, I love steak and eggs, So, I mean, that would have been right on Gary's target, number one. Number two, he eliminated salmon and had pork rinds or something instead. It's like salmon fits into Gary's criteria for, as did the walnuts. He eliminated walnuts and went to some other processed product. And at the onset of that suggestion that he was going to do it for 24 hours, I was sitting and watching the interview with my executive producer and co-host, Elisa Profumo, and I said immediately, I says, watch this. At the end of this, he's going to say he's tired and constipated. And sure enough, that's what he said. I'm tired. He's tired and constipated.
Yeah, and it's no wonder when he's on a low-fat diet. And remember, he's a strong proponent of low-fat dieting. And historically, as we all know, low-fat means a diet low in animal fats. And so what happens when you're on a low-fat diet of any kind, you're not getting enough cholesterol in your diet. And cholesterol, dietary cholesterol, is necessary to produce things like bile. And also, if he's meat phobic, and he's very clearly meat phobic, he's probably deficient in zinc. So if he's deficient in zinc, then he's not producing enough hydrochloric acid to break down the protein. So in other words, what I'm saying is his body has lost the intelligence to break down these traditional foods. And so it's no wonder he's claiming that he felt terrible on the diet. But as Gary so aptly pointed out, I mean, this was just strictly entertainment. It was not scientific in the least. I mean, he, as you and I mentioned earlier, and we were talking before the interview, you know, you need a couple of weeks to adapt to going back to traditional foods when you've been following these low-fat diets.
Yes, and the truth of the matter is, when you become a ketogenic style eater, where you are eating predominantly animal proteins and fats, and you're depending on your carbohydrate intake from sensible carbohydrates like vegetables, you need a good week or two for your body to adjust, because there are systems in your body that must compensate for the production of glucose and for the digestion, as Pam just pointed out. And that takes a week or two. And people who try this style of eating, who are not committed to, first of all, who don't understand the life-giving, life-extending benefits of this style of eating, because of its ability to mitigate insulin, they are not willing to put up with the momentary grief. And I use that word momentary, even though it's 2 weeks in the scope of a lifetime, it's momentary grief to have to get past that hurdle to where your body goes, okay, now I understand. This is the way you're eating. I'll compensate. I'll cope. I'll do what I need to do. And they're not willing to do that. You know, when you start smoking cigarettes, for the first week or two, you get lightheaded. You cough and hack. You're spitting up phlegm. You do all of that disgusting, unnatural stuff just so that at some point in time, your body will adapt and you can smoke cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Why can't people understand that when you start eating healthy, you may not feel good for a little while because you've been eating like crap for decades?
Right. And by crap, you know, that's like following a low-fat diet, because that's just an unhealthy diet. You know, what I see all the time, because I work with a lot of recovering vegetarians, you know, some of the
I like
people that I see.
Recovering vegetarians, huh?
And I'm a recovering vegetarian. You know, I was a strict vegan for many years, and I had to learn the hard way about that diet. But, you know, when I'm working with people who've been on low-fat diets or have been vegetarian or vegan, invariably I have to put them on things like hydrochloric acid, ox bile, things like that, in order to help train or retrain their bodies into eating these foods that they really should never have been avoiding. So it's really, I mean, the digestive system becomes extremely, you know, out of kilter on these fad diets. In fact, I'm teaching a class at the Total Health Show, Carl, in Toronto on April the 8th. It's basically from 1 till 6 p.m., and I have to spend that much time educating people about the digestive system and how and why it gets so messed up on these fad diets. And so I have to talk in detail about, you know, bile, cholesterol, and the minerals and all these sorts of things, hydrochloric acid, all these things that are involved in good digestion.
Yeah, it's And people are not willing to kind of tough it out for the short term. You know, we have to take our first commercial break, but before we go into the break, tell people how they can get this amazing book. Keep in mind that while the book is called Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic, it really investigates in detail the relationship between nutrition or the lack thereof of proper nutrition and addiction. I have had so many people email me after reading this book saying, this book was so much more than they ever expected it to be. People who have ordered this book have had either addiction in their life or family members who have had addiction in their life. And then they've emailed me and said, oh, my God, this book is like the wherewithal and be all of nutrition.
Yeah, and I'm actually getting phone calls from basically all over North America now. People calling me and they're in tears. They read some segments of the book and they call me up in tears crying. And they said, oh, I get it. I understand now why a certain somebody in their lives can't recover from addiction and how they fell into addiction in the first place and all these sorts of things. So it's really been a riveting book for a lot of people out there. But you can probably still find it at it's at Amazon.com, Amazon.ca. It should still be at Barnes & Noble as well.
It's a huge book, by the way. Be prepared to be inundated with so much great information. More than you will expect. I promise you that. So go to Amazon.com or Amazon.ca. Look for Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic by Pam Colleen. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick up the discussion with some other pet peeves I have about the interview that Gary Taubes was subjected to on the Dr. Oz show. We'll be right back. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. OPResource.net, the go-to place for legit peptides at ridiculously low, low prices. And on top of their, I mean, just stupidly low, low prices, my listeners get an additional 25% off. Use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN25, all one word, SUPERHUMAN, the number 2, the number 5, to get an additional 25% off. By the way, PT-141 works, increases libido dramatically. Check it out. We're talking today with Pam Colleen. We're actually right at this point in the show, we're critiquing the Dr. Oz, Gary Taubes interview. We will have Gary on the show this Thursday, where I will be able to discuss openly my opinion of the interview. I'm not going to call Dr. Oz Dr. Oz anymore. I'm going to call him the Wizard of Oz, because as you remember, in the Wizard of Oz, everybody thought that he was a wonderful, all-powerful being until they looked behind the curtain and found out that he was just a fumbling old man who was trying to present himself as an all-being, all-knowing, all-powerful wizard. So from now on, I would like my listeners never to give Dr. Oz the respect of putting the word doctor in front of his name, but now call him Wizard from now on. He is Wizard, the Wizard of Oz. That's it, okay? And that's my other pet peeve with Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz looked at Gary and said, "You're not a doctor. Why should anyone listen to you?" And I will say openly, and I'd say this to Dr. Oz's face, you are a doctor. Why should anyone listen to you? We know that doctors are killing people daily by prescribing harmful drugs whose side effects are worse than the diseases that they treat.
Mm-hmm.
Being a doctor in this day and age is no credit, by the way, unless you step out of the ranks and do things differently. Then you can have my respect. Then I'll call you doctor. But just because you went to med school doesn't give you the respect any longer, because most of you are just drug pushers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And that's one segment in the episode. You know, Dr. Oz almost fell over when, you know, basically Gary said, and I don't know if you remember this, it was towards the end of the segment, but he basically had asked Gary to go get his cholesterol tested, and Gary said, you know, basically, you know, I'm under a lot of stress right now, getting testing, any kind of testing wouldn't be valid, and cholesterol anyway isn't a good measurement of heart disease.
Cholesterol
and
is a farce.
He said the word, did you notice he said it a couple of times, that it's meaningless.
Right.
And that if you do go get tested and your numbers aren't quite right, then you might get put on medications. And you just, did you see how quickly Dr. Oz just kind of, you know, switched gears there?
Right.
And, you know, Gary was telling the truth, and people would have heard that and hopefully gone home and done some research and said, you know what, he's right.
Unfortunately, I think that I sat there when he said he would not subject himself to a cholesterol test, and I applauded him. My co-host, Elisa, said, I think he's doing a mistake, because I think the American people are going to think that he has something to hide because he has high cholesterol. And she's right. That is the way the lemmings will view what he did. They'll think,
That's the case, then Dr. Oz should be going out and getting his triglycerides tested for eating all those carbohydrates. His triglycerides are probably going to be high.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a double standard just to look at his any kind of testing done on Gary. We want to see what's going on with Dr. Oz, too, given all the carbs he's eating.
Right. And the reality is that cholesterol means nothing. Cholesterol is not the culprit. It is not causative. It is corollary. And if you don't believe it, look back a couple generations when people were totally oblivious to what cholesterol was. No one was testing for it. And your great-great-grandparents lived into their 80s and 90s frying, you know, bacon and eggs in lard every single morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I always tell people, you know, the research shows that people with high cholesterol actually live longer than people with low cholesterol. So right there, when I tell the audience that, you know, they go, oh, my God, you know, we're really being fooled.
Well, you know what? I wish that I've cited that study, the Hawaii study, that shows that the individuals 70 years old and plus with the highest cholesterol levels outlive individuals 70 year olds and plus with low cholesterol levels, regardless of whether their cholesterol levels were low because of medications or naturally low because of diet. And when you tell people that, they're very suspect. Because it's almost like challenging religion, because someone has turned their life over to their doctor. I'm giving you control on my longevity. So I have to believe in you 100%. It takes blind faith to trust the doctor today. Blind faith. And I am too intelligent to live with blind faith. Faith may be a good thing to help you get through the rough spots in your life. But blind faith to turn over to another human being, that human being was not born with anything different than you.
Mm-hmm. Well, they say in medical school today, doctors are not educated. They're indoctrinated or trained. So it's they don't have a lot of freedom of thought in medical school. If they're a doctor like what you described earlier, where they've gone outside of the box and taken training on weekends and so on to learn nutrition. I mean, those are the real doctors. And unfortunately today, you know, with the graduates from medical schools, they're really not, you know, encouraged, of course, at all. They don't learn nutrition at all in school. What they learn is disease management, and it's not at all about getting people healthy. As you know, Carl, and your audience knows, you know, if we were healthy, these people would all be out of jobs for the most part. I mean, right. We would just be left with emergency care, which is, you know, we're very fortunate to have emergency care in medicine. But where chronic disease and even mental disorders are concerned, I mean, there's so much more that they can be doing, and they're simply not going to. There's no incentive in place for them to learn how to prevent or cure chronic disease and mental disorders. And our ancestors, as Dr. Price in his all of his wisdom and work and research showed, is that our primitive cultures knew how to be physically and mentally robust just by knowing what to eat. It's remarkable research.
You know, the further we are from our genetic heritage, you know, when we were actually foraging and living on the land, the further we are from that, the harder it is for us to realize that no one today, everyone is trying to teach you how to eat. We have Randy Roach and I did a whole show on the fact that instinct and intuition has been bred out of us. We have to turn to other people to learn how to raise our children, how to have successful marriages, how to eat a healthy. And there was a time, believe it or not, I know this is going to really be hard for you to believe out there, but there was a time where people just knew what to do.
Yes.
There were no books to tell you how to eat. You ate the way you learned to eat, and the way it was passed down, it was relegated like religion. It was passed down. And back in those days, we knew how to eat because we learned how to eat because the nutritional origins of our species were handed down from generation to generation, almost like a ritual. But lo and behold, enter, you know, the food industry, and then marketing that comes out and says, hey, you really don't know how to eat. We know how you should eat. This is how you should eat. And now fast forward 40 and 50 years, chronic disease.
Yes. Well, I mean, if you go back in the most recent history where, you know, some of the more dramatic changes happened in our food supply, and that would have been after World War II. If we look right before World War II, when we were sitting, you know, eating three square meals a day, our foods were made from scratch. You know, before World War II, 90% of the beef cattle in the United States was still grass-fed. You know, we actually had a really good chance of being healthy before World War II, and we were more physically and mentally more healthy than we are now.
Right, right.
And so what we see, and this is what Gary, he's so good at explaining this, but, you know, before World War II, we were on a high-fat, low-carb diet. After World War II, we turned to a diet that was diametrically opposed to our ancestors, and that would have been, we switched to a high-carbohydrate, low-fat diet. So, and that's really what has led to all this physical and mental disease that we're seeing today.
Right. And that, and you know, you have to forget about studies for a couple seconds, and you just have to use what I like to call health history. You know, as Pam just pointed out, you can see it. You can see that as we made these changes, this is when disease occurred. And as we embraced these changes, disease became greater and greater. We need to go back. We need to go back to the days of grass-fed beef, chickens who lived lives as chickens, pecking and eating worms and poking and eating stones and whatever they wanted to eat, they ate. Chickens know what to eat if you let them go, unlike humans. Cows know what to eat if you turn them loose, unlike humans. A wolf knows what to eat if you leave it alone, unlike humans. We don't know what to eat anymore. Okay, yep. So what you need to do is We need to go back to a simpler time. You know what? I would love it if we could turn back the clock, and if people, and we can, start patronizing the small family farm. That's the first step. Find a small family farm in your area and start buying your eggs, your raw milk, buy your grass-fed beef from them. Start patronizing the small family farm. That's the first step to rebellion, to a complete rebellion.
I totally agree with you. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the tricky part is we're surrounded by fad diets that use very loosey-goosey science. I mean, it's really not even based on common sense. But what you and I are up against, Carl, is, you know, this cascade of fad dieting that's going on around us. And I'm telling you, the rhetoric and the propaganda that they use in order to lure people into these diets is very sophisticated. I mean, like I said, I'm a recovering vegan. I used to believe a lot of the information I was told about the healthfulness and the more that it was more ethical and all these you know, traits that they used to use and they still use to describe the benefits of a vegan diet. And really now that I look back, I think to myself, you know, if I knew then what I know now, there's no way I would have become a vegetarian. And when I think about my genetics and I think, you know, I'm Irish and Scottish, my ancestors would have lived very nicely on fish, shellfish, you know, pork, eggs, red meat, raw dairy products. I mean, these are all healthy foods, and my genetics over thousands and thousands of years would have adapted to eating that way. And for me to think that in one generation I can eat a diet that's diametrically opposed to the diet of my ancestors, I mean, it's just nonsense.
Yes. And, you know, I want to talk about the whole vegan thing for a second, and maybe we can finish up with this as well, because this is a big subject that's really stuck in my craw as well. You know, Dr. Oz promotes a diet low in animal fats. Let's face it, when he talks about a low-fat diet, like you pointed out to me, he's really talking about low in animal fats. And as we mentioned a moment ago, conventionally grown beef probably isn't a good thing to eat a lot of fat from. Grass-fed beef is. But that being said, let's distinguish. When I talk about animal fats, I'm talking about animals that are raised in the way nature intended them to be raised with a diet that is natural for them, okay? He promotes a low-fat diet. He suggests getting your fats from vegetables, even a lot of your protein from vegetables. So basically what he is really promoting is maybe some ovo-vegan or lacto-vegan or some modified vegan diet. What is wrong with the vegan diet?
Well, basically you're going to be missing out on, again, the animal fats and cholesterol, which we know are crucial to supporting your nervous system in general. Cholesterol, as I mentioned earlier, is very, very important for your digestion, not just because it's helping feed the bile in your gallbladder to help break down the fats, but because cholesterol actually helps heal and soothe the lining of the gut. So we need cholesterol for digestion. We need cholesterol to help bind our cell membrane together. Cholesterol is like the glue that keeps your cell membranes together, and you do not want to have leaky or permeable, or too permeable a cell membrane. You want to make sure it's structurally sound, and there are nutrients that are in animal foods. You can see very clearly, I have diagrams of this in my book, that they're very crucial for forming that structurally sound cell membrane. And really, you're only as healthy as your cell membrane. So these animal fats are the fuel. The complete protein is the fuel to putting together your cell membrane. You know, your brain, about half of it is comprised of saturated fat. We need the animal fats in order to help support our brain function. And when you consider, Carl, that, you know, our brains have shrunk about 10% in the last 100 years, and you see that coincides with the reduction in animal foods in our diet.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's just not rocket science why this is happening. The same thing happened when we turned to agriculture 10,000 years ago, where you can see physical degeneration happen when we started displacing animal foods and replacing them with more things like wheat, oats, barley, things like that. So at the introduction of agriculture, we shrunk 6 inches. Our lifespans were reduced from 26 years to 19 years. You start to see the rise of anemia. You start to see things like tooth decay and osteoporosis. You start to see the rise of infectious diseases. So you know, all of these plant-based foods have brought nothing but illness to us, and we need to eat them discerningly. We need to be careful about the quantities that we're consuming. I'm not, you know, Gary Taubes, you and I, we're not saying do not eat plant-based foods, but you do want to eat them, you know, with some consideration about, you know, the effects when you're using those calories and replacing the more nutrient-dense animal foods, you know, if you're not, you know, considering the balance of both foods.
Pam,
right?
I'm getting a hand waved at me. We've gone a little time over for this break. Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about a book that you pointed out to me, and you actually posted it on your Facebook today, by Lierre Keith, The Vegetarian Myth. This book is very much in line with your personal experience, correct?
That's right.
Okay, so let's do that. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Pam Colleen. We're going to be talking more about the vegetarian myth. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer, Anadrolic State GT, has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. One testosterone was the king of muscle and strength building agents. Now there's One Andro RX. One Andro RX is pharmaceutical grade one androsterone. It converts to one testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. One Andro RX will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get One Andro RX by visiting IronMagLabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with One Andro RX. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, I've tried to have Leslie Aiello on my show about 9 times now. Do you know who she is, Pam?
No, I don't.
Leslie Aiello is the director of the Wenner Gren Foundation in New York City. They fund research on evolution.
Mm-hmm.
She's a wonderful woman. She's at the age of retirement, I guess, and I've had lively conversations with her. In fact, she said something to me once that actually disheartened me, and I took it very seriously. Because she is so highly intelligent in this area about evolution and nutrition. I'm going to read some information by her first, but she said to me, It is impossible to eat paleo in this day and age because of the quality of our food. That broke my heart when she said that. Now she's speaking factually. She's basing that on the stuff that's in grocery stores, obviously, and not grass-fed beef and access to vegetables that are grown in soils that have not been depleted yet and so on. But that was her opinion. But Leslie Aiello wrote an article once that was positioned from the Wenner Gren Foundation, saying that you cannot have a large brain and a big gut at the same time. Okay, she's an anthropologist, and she's the director, as I said, of the Wenner Gren Foundation. Before eating meat, our ancestors had to have big, huge stomachs to digest large amounts of fruits, nuts, roots, tubers, and berries. These raw foods have few calories and require a lot of chewing and digestion work for the body to extract the nutrients needed, for our ancestors spent a lot of time foraging and eating. The switch to high-fat, high-calorie meat allowed the body to devote less energy to digestion and permitted growth elsewhere, particularly in the brain.
That's right.
The brain uses 20 times as much energy as the same weight in muscle. Having a bigger brain led to building better tools. Those of us who, I'm saying this now myself, those of us who embrace how far we've come as a human race need to thank red meat for getting us there. Okay?
That's right. What we think is that
this dietary change around 2.3 million years ago was one of the major significant factors in the evolution of our species. Eating meat, folks, was the possibly the single greatest evolutionary factor in our species. And then you have these people who want to pet animals. Well, no, we have to feel sorry for them. We shouldn't eat animals.
Yeah, but consider this, though, Carl. I mean, in the 1800s, our ancestors would have been on farms. About 80% of us would have lived on farms or somewhere thereabouts. And so what did we have on the farm? We had a mixed farm. We had, you know, think of old McDonald had a farm, you know. I mean, we had pork, we had pigs, we had cows, we had chickens. I mean, we had the full gamut. And these were not pets. We ate these animals, you know. So, you know, we relied on animal foods. We did not, we could not have eaten a lot of plant-based foods because, you know, we didn't have refrigerated trains until 1864. We didn't have refrigerated trucks until the 1940s. How on earth could we have been eating all of those fruits and vegetables? It would have been virtually impossible to eat the quantities that our USDA and here in Canada, Health Canada, are trying to tell us to eat. I mean, it's just sugar upon sugar upon sugar. And keep in mind that these carbohydrates, you know, in excess consumption, they are very addictive. They are very mood. They have mood-altering properties.
You know, the only reason why the government promotes a high-grain, a high-cereal diet is because they fund the growth of those products. They subsidize the growth of those products. They are in the business of producing those products. So it's once again, dollars are more important than lives. That's really what it comes down to. And the government is telling you what to eat based on what is most profitable and beneficial for them, not
but
for your health.
But it can fill our bellies, Carl. The food that they're telling us to eat can fill our bellies,
yes,
but
yes,
it's not feeding our brain.
Right.
And so this is why we see 70% of the population out there suffering with depression, and they're suffering in silence. This is why we see, you know, our number one cause of disability here in North America is depression. You know, and this is one of the reasons why I felt it so important to write my book on addiction, because, you know, one of the leading risk factors for developing addiction is going to be depression. And this is getting worse, Carl, and it's because, like you're saying, the powers that be find it more profitable, more practical to try and fill our bellies with these nutrient deficient foods. And for us, they're addictive. So wow, I mean, you see this cycle that's going on where everybody, you know, sure, you know, we may be filling our bellies, but we're not happy. You know, we're depressed. We have chronic fatigue. We have anxiety. We have sleep problems. Infertility is a big problem.
Yeah,
low birth weight babies. All sorts of side effects from not eating enough.
You can blame soy for that one by itself.
Oh.
Okay, so let's talk about Lier Keith's book, which obviously echoes your own personal experience. There are a lot of people out there who are eating vegan now or a modified vegetarian diet. Ever since Oprah did her show and suggested that people eat a vegetarian diet at least once a day. Now every morning show has a vegan expert come on and explain how people should eat vegetarian once a day. Give an animal a break. Give your body some rest. Help your body by eating vegetarian once a day. As a recovering vegan yourself, what will people experience if they shift to a vegan diet?
Well, essentially what I say to an audience and what they come back and tell me, and this can be in radio or live audience, I'll say the first symptoms that happen tend to be memory. And that's across the board. Generally speaking, the memory starts to get really, really bad. And then people start to complain about having a low temperature, so their thyroid starts to get sluggish, and then they start to have cold hands and cold feet. And then gradually the fatigue, depression, anxiety, all of them tend to have sleep problems. They have poor quality sleep. They can't fall asleep or stay asleep. They don't wake up feeling refreshed, so there's a lot of adrenal issues going on. When I do the hair analysis on recovering vegetarians, I see the copper toxicity in every single case. And, of course, excess copper happens because plant-based foods are high in copper, low in zinc. Animal foods are the right proportion of zinc to copper, so the animal foods are high in zinc and low in copper. So with the copper toxicity, you see these people, they feel this fuzzy feeling in their brain, and a lot of the vegans will say it's because they're more spiritual, or they think it's because it's a more spiritual feeling. But essentially, it's the copper toxicity, because copper as a mineral is highly conductive. So it can really lodge in the brain and cause all sorts of mood problems.
So in other words, they have a sense of euphoria, and they say that, oh, that must be because I'm eating better.
Well, and they also are eating a lot of sugar. Don't forget that. So sugar, what it's going to do is alter the mood as well. So they get a buzz off of eating all that sugar, and they again mistake that as being energy when it's really, really depleting their energy at the same time, because it's throwing off their blood sugar levels and at the same time, of course, taxing their adrenal glands. And so, it's sad because most vegans, when they become vegan, are healthier at first. They feel better at first. And there's no real clear way as to why this is happening, but across the board when I interview vegans, they tell me the same thing, that initially they felt better. But it's 5, 10, or even 20 years into the diet that it may take to allow for some of the more debilitating symptoms to take place. And also remember that some of the people who founded veganism, especially the raw food vegan movement, Herbert Shelton, for example, he lied about being a vegan. So there's always the question as to whether
really?
Or not they're... Oh yeah, his maid was on record for saying that he used to eat animal foods, and he told people he was eating a raw food vegan diet. So again, there's this level of, well, are they really following? Are some of these people really following wholeheartedly 100% vegan diets? And I'm talking about the people who are out there teaching it. I don't know for sure, but you have to factor in a lot of different variables. And also say that, where vegans are concerned, Carl, and this is one of my biggest concerns, if for you to determine whether or not a diet is healthy, you have to look at cultures over thousands of years, over several generations.
Right, you have to look at their offspring.
You have to say, are the couples healthy? Are they fertile? Are the babies healthy? Do you see chronic disease and mental illness? Do you see that the aging are aging gracefully and that they're still productive members of society? You have to factor all of those things in to say whether or not a diet is healthy. And there are no long-term vegan cultures anywhere on the planet. You have your occasional cult that has started up that are doing vegan diets, but you don't really see long-term evidence that these people can procreate and that they can have healthy babies and that the babies' brains are operating properly. We just don't have that evidence. So, vegans, unfortunately, I didn't consider any of these variables when I was a vegan. I didn't think to even think about those things. And that's still the case here in 2011 when, indeed, I feel, anyway, with books like Lear Keith's book, The Vegetarian Myth, with so many articles with the Weston A. Price Foundation online, the information is there to warn vegans. And I hope that slowly but surely we're going to, be able to help them understand the damaging effects that they're doing by following that diet.
The woman that was on Oprah who took several hundred of her staff members to be vegan for a period of time, I was watching her on the show, and I noticed that she has no muscle tone whatsoever. In fact, when she sat down, where the from the knee to the hip on the leg that was facing the camera which would usually be pronounced or proud, or at least level from the knee to the hip, because of the quadricep muscle actually sunk down into her. You know, you could see her pants sag in, almost like a convex top to her leg. And I thought, how could that be? How could you have so little muscle? When she moved her arms, it was sort of like one of those balloons that you use to make circus animals filled with gelatin. There was no evidence of any muscle at all.
Oh,
I have to believe that vegans, because of the lack of leucine intake, must lose muscle at an astonishing rate.
Oh, there's no question. I used to, when all throughout the 90s when I was a vegan, I mean, my friends used to work out with me and say, Pam, for somebody who works out as much as you do, you don't have any muscle tone. And I wasn't connecting the dots.
Yeah. All right, let's take our last commercial break, and we'll finish up the interview. We're talking with Pam Colleen. You can get an amazing book. I promise you that you'll enjoy reading it, Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic. Go to Amazon.com or Amazon.ca and check it out. We'll be right back. You're gonna be a big man. You got mud on your face. You big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Protein, the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Pam Colleen, author of Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic. A little bit later in the show, we're going to have Anthony Roberts, the source for all breaking underground news. The guy is like a pit bull. He locks onto a story, doesn't let go until the leg comes off. Okay. So the whole concept of eating vegan is a bad idea.
It's a bad idea. Yeah. I see them dropping like flies. I work with a lot of vegans who come to me, and I'm working with a young man right now who's only about 33 years old, and I tried to warn him, about a year and a half ago, about the side effects of a vegan diet, and sure enough, his fatigue, his sleep problems, anger, rage, all sorts of side effects started surfacing, and now he's come to me and he said, "Okay, Pam, I'm ready. I'm ready to," because the doctors want to put him on all sorts of meds, for controlling his anger and mood and so on. And so he's now, I've got him back eating meat, and his girlfriend tells me within a couple of weeks he already started feeling better. She saw a lot
of. You just said something interesting. Who benefits from all of this nutritional idiocy? The medical industry.
Well, yeah, I mean, what we've seen happen, over the last 100 years, for example, is when, the cities got crowded, more and more crowded. We started to see lots and lots of immigration happen in the United States. And Gary Taubes points this out in his book, Good Calories, Bad Calories, where, with all the immigration that was going on in the early 1900s, there wasn't enough red meat to feed everybody. So essentially what they did right there and then was to displace the foods. So instead of feeding people meat, they started filling their bellies with wheat. And I say that in a figurative sense. But what they learned through that was that plant-based foods are easier to feed millions of people in small geographic areas.
You know what? Why don't they just start feeding us wood? Wood is even cheaper. Why don't they find the way to chop trees down, process them, add food additives and flavors and colors, and just get us to eat wood? Because you know what? I know that sounds absurd, right? But the truth of the matter is that if the government could figure out a way to do that, and if they could subsidize farmers to produce the right type of wood that is palatable, they would feed us wood. Because it's not about nutrition. It's about feeding the masses. You just said it. It's about feeding the masses. That's what it is.
That's exactly it. They don't care about the nutritional elements. I mean, we were going to talk about the USDA food guidelines, and Sally Fallon and the Weston A. Price Foundation have downloaded a critique of the USDA food guidelines that just came out a little while ago. And I encourage everybody to watch this critique. It's about 2 hours long, but really, what they've done in this 2010 dietary guideline is they've scared us even more, from eating saturated fats. So instead of, they say eat less than 10% saturated fats, but when you read the document, it says that the American Heart Association is actually recommending about 7% saturated fat in the diet. And I mean, this is just a disaster waiting to happen. And of course, when you're avoiding saturated fats, Carl, what's the tendency? You will gravitate to more bread and things like that to displace those foods, because, the dietary dictocrats have told us to stay away from animal fats. And that's the way to do it, by gravitating towards more carbohydrates.
Right. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. I've always been a big believer that the majority know nothing. And that's evidenced by the widespread occurrence of disease. So what we need to do on Superhuman Radio is use Superhuman Radio logic, which basically says anything the government suggests, we should do exactly the opposite. And anything that the masses adhere to, we should do exactly the opposite. So I say, go out and get yourself a jug of coconut oil and start consuming like I do. David Wilson followed my advice and said he loves it too. A good coconut oil that has a mild coconut flavor, put into the refrigerator so it hardens up, and a fork to chunk it out. It's like eating white chocolate. It's so delicious. I eat coconut oil all the time. It's saturated fat. I eat lots of it. When Taubes was on Oz said, "Oh, saturated fat is bad. It makes your blood thick." How do we know that thick blood isn't a good thing? How do we know that? How do we know? No, really. I mean, I'm not being facetious. They say, "Oh no, it makes your blood thick."
But what he didn't say was saturated fat is crucial for the proper functioning of your heart. This is why it's so ironic that here he is. He's a heart surgeon, right? I think he's a heart surgeon, right? So, here saturated fats are crucial for the proper functioning of the heart. So by telling everybody to avoid saturated fat, it's good job security for him.
You know what? Every time he said to Gary Taubes, You know, you tell that to the person when I've got my arms and his chest up to the elbows. Well, first of all, he's never going to have his arms up to anybody's chest up to his elbows, unless the person is 3 feet wide. First of all, number two, that, you know, he just says that to be self-aggrandizing. Oh, you know, because I'm a doctor and I operate on hearts, so you have to listen to me because I've seen the inside of a body. Yes, and you are the reason that people will continue to lay on that table so that you can crack their sternums open and try to fix what went wrong with your nutritional advice.
Well, you know, the saddest thing about all of this is as we have been faithfully reducing our saturated fat consumption, and there's no question, Carl, that we have been faithfully avoiding things like butter, lard, coconut oil, you know, red meat, all right, all of these foods that our dietary dictocrats and guys like Dr. Oz have been telling us to avoid. And as we have been listening to that advice, of course, we're sicker, fatter, and more depressed than ever before. So why right. can't a guy like Dr. Oz just come on TV and say, look at, oh, here are the numbers. We're wrong. There's no connection between saturated fat and heart disease.
He can't. You know why he can't do it? Because the station would lose a sponsor like Lipitor. The station, no, I'm being sincere. Dr. Oz can't tell the truth because his paycheck depends on the money that is generated by that television station. And that
absolutely. And they have what? They sell margarines and the spreads and all the crackers and everything that has the.
Could you imagine Dr. Oz coming on the air saying, avoid pharmaceutical drugs? By the way, this is my last show because I'm sure they're going to pull the show tomorrow. And that basically would be it because every other flipping advertisement is for, you know, some pharmaceutical drug.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, you have them in the United States, the direct-to-consumer advertising. And we don't have them in Canada, but by default we get them when we watch, you know, ABC, CBS, CNN, and so on. But we don't have the direct-to-consumer advertising on our Canadian stations. And since you've had them in the United States, since 1997, I think it was, you know, you're worse off today than you were when they first started. And the reason why the pharmaceutical companies were able to get those ads on TV were because they were saying, oh, we're going to improve the quality of everybody's lives. Well, wasn't that great propaganda?
Yeah, right. And you know what? And the reality is, I remember reading for a show last year, we were doing a show on lifespan and how it's skewed, how, you know, people always say, well, we're living longer today. We're not living longer today. There were more infant mortalities in the 1700s that pulled the overall number down. So it was a fake number. Plenty of people, once they got past 14 years old, lived into their seventh, eighth, and ninth decade of life, just like they do today. And the idea that, you know, we have actually lost ground on longevity in the United States. The most recent statistics put us second from the bottom of all developed nations in longevity.
And consider the fact that that's alongside over $2 trillion going into healthcare. So you see how atrocious the healthcare system is when you consider those variables.
It's shocking. It's shocking. And what's frustrating to me, and this is why at the beginning of the show today I said, I am not saying that I know anything, okay? I am not an expert. But what I am saying is my guests are experts. And we need to get more people to listen to this show and shows like it so that they start to at least question what they're hearing. I'm not saying they're going to jump on board and grab hold with both hands and say, okay, I'm going to live this way. But at least we need to get them to hear these words and go, wow, if that's true, I need to look into that. Because too many people are going down this path. We shouldn't be collapsing under the weight of healthcare. We should not. There shouldn't be a healthcare problem in this country at all because it's what we put in our mouths. You know what, Pam? We've come to the end of the interview. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on the show.
And I hope that you listen on Thursday when I have Gary Taubes on and give him a chance to speak to some of these points. And I'm sure he's going to be a lot more diplomatic than I am about his interview. But anyway, yeah. Everybody needs to go to Amazon.com and pick up the book Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic. Pam, we'll have you back on soon, okay?
I look forward to it. Thanks so much, Carl.
Thank you. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Anthony Roberts on, the pit bull of journalism. I say that seriously. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm going down.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My next guest is Anthony Roberts, known as the source for underground steroid information, but more importantly, I like to call him the pit bull of journalism, because he locks onto a story like a pit bull locks onto a leg, and he doesn't give up until the leg comes off. How you doing, Anthony?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. And as always, your blog is filled with stuff that shocks many and quite often angers most. You've really made your stock in trade at breaking stories that nobody else has. I've had a couple people Facebook me and say I should do a show on geranium oil. I first learned about geranium oil back in the day when I spent time on Mind and Muscle. Why don't you first tell my audience what geranium oil is supposed to do for you?
Well, it's pretty much just a stimulant at this point. There's a compound that everybody thought was in it, and the jury's sort of still out on that, and it's called methylhexanamine. It's got a bunch of other names within the industry. We mostly call it MHA.
Okay.
And it's just a very potent stimulant, and there was this study that was published, I think in Chinese, that said MHA is a constituent of geranium oil. And that was first brought to the market in AMP by Patrick Arnold.
Okay. Now, But you posted a blog post recently saying that geranium oil does not have methylhexanamine in it, right?
Yeah, and that's there have been some more studies conducted with maybe a bit more meticulous attention to detail or a bit more sophisticated techniques. I know two of the guys that are that have done these studies. One is Don Catlin, that everyone will probably be familiar with. He's sort of one of the big anti-doping guys, and the other is Anthony Almada.
Oh yeah, Anthony, who has that glucose. He has the oh my God, he advertised on the show. I can't think of the name of the product, but it's a carbohydrate supplement that he markets now. Nice product. Why can't I think of this the product? You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about, and you killed me because I can actually see what the product looks like. It's, I think, for Generate Nutrition.
Yeah, Generate Nutrition. There you go. Yeah. But nice guy.
The very, starch, right?
Yeah, yes, and very serious about his science. Very serious about his science.
Yeah, I think he's educationally, at least, I think he's got a master's in some kind of related, you know, science. So,
right.
As well as an undergrad degree.
So the bottom line is the geranium oil was supposed to get its magic by its containing methyl hexanamine. But you're saying,
yes,
that now that the science has been looked at a lot closer, there is no methyl hexanamine in it. But isn't that, didn't some athlete recently test positive for methyl hexanamine and he was...
Oh yeah, it's banned. It's banned, and, you know, unfortunately there's a lot of, I guess, shell games going on with, you know, with regards to the compound. There's about 20 different, as with most compounds, there's about 20 different names that it could be listed as. You know, you have geranium stem, geranium oil, you know, geranamine is a trademark version, you know, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of athletes are testing positive, but one in particular, what I think his name is Philip DeRozier, he's a sprinter and received a 2-year ban, at which point he filed a lawsuit against USP Labs, and that's where Don Catlin and Anthony Almada got enlisted to find out exactly what was, you know, what was going on, and I believe that the analytical research performed by those two ultimately led to the discovery that there is no MHA in geranium at all.
So now you and I have talked about this on past shows. The propensity for an athlete to get busted using a performance-enhancing drug and then to immediately throw a particular supplement under the bus. We speculated that possibly it happened to Pat Arnold at one point in time with 6-oxo, and you know, and happens, and we've talked about this in the past. Is this another example of that, you know, situation where, or you think he really thought that that's where it came from?
No, I think, well, as an example, I think, you know, I mean, I can't tell you sort of like chicken or egg with Pat, but at some point, Patrick Arnold must have seen this, you know, the stimulant, and then said, oh, it's found naturally, you know, in this, you know, in geranium. Like, I think, you know, he did his homework. You know, he has a third party saying you can find it in nature, and, you know, and that's what he rolled with. You know, so I think, you know, if people want to, you know, sort of go back and look at, you know, if people want to go back and look at, you know, oh, Pat puts his product out and it technically wasn't found in nature, I think he did his diligence. You know, I think he did the right thing. Now, as for the sprinter, it was listed on the ingredients. I mean, you know, to be honest, if you earn your living, you know, and could possibly be drug tested, you got to read the ingredients. And you got to do a lot more research than, like, asking the guy at GNC.
The last person you want to ask is the guy at GNC. So
yeah, it's really like, I don't understand. It's listed. I mean, I think there should be a warning that says this is banned by most sporting organizations or whatever. you know, but it was clearly on there, and it was one of the names, and I think it actually said geranium stem, which is very problematic because it actually, you know, the stem of that plant wasn't in the product, is what I'm understanding from the lawsuit.
Ah, okay.
I mean, when you buy vitamin C tablets, it says, you know, vitamin C, or it says ascorbic acid. It certainly doesn't say oranges on the ingredients,
right,
you know?
Right.
So I believe, you know, I believe that's problematic in terms of labeling and compliance. I don't know how that, you know, if oranges are banned or vitamin C is banned and you eat an orange, you're going to, you know, test positive. So I don't see how that absolves the sprinter or makes his case better.
Right.
It certainly does put a lot of heat on USP Labs.
You know, this comes back to the way Pat Arnold was treated in the Balco case, in my opinion. You know, the athletes that were using performance-enhancing drugs were never really penalized. But the guy who made the performance-enhancing drugs was penalized. And this, if this same approach to judiciousness was applied across the board, then gun manufacturers would be blamed for every murder because they manufactured the gun, and the guy who pulled the trigger, who had informed consent about what he was about to do, would pass his responsibility upstream to the gun manufacturer. You can't do that. It always amazes me how athletes conduct themselves when they get caught. They just like, I mean, I remember when I first got caught with a pack of cigarettes. I did what everybody does, right? I'm holding them for a friend.
Holding them for a friend.
I'm holding them for a friend. Because I was a kid.
Of course.
I didn't want my father to smack the crap out of me. And so I was like, no, I'm holding them for a friend. He was afraid to take them home because his mother would find them. And my father didn't believe that for a second at all. He smacked the crap out of me anyway. So these athletes who get caught should either say, A, you know what? I guess I should have done more due diligence on what I was putting in my body because I am the athlete. The responsibility ends with me, you know? Or B, yeah, I knew I was taking it. I got caught. Okay, shame on me.
Well, that's ultimately what happens is the athlete, you know, like they have this, you know, you're ultimately responsible for anything that goes in your body. They sort of have this clause. But if you look, two Springboks, okay, South African national team rugby players, two Springboks tested positive, and actually it wasn't listed on the ingredient list of the product they were taking, but was found in there through analysis. They were absolved, and I think the idea of, oh, you're ultimately responsible, it should end when the manufacturer doesn't list it on the product.
Yes, I agree.
Because that's really unfair. You're saying that every bottle of everything that someone buys, they have to send off to a doping lab? That's nonsensical, and you know, it's not enforceable across the board. In other words, maybe, you know, Springbok players can afford to do that, but the guys who are working their way up that are still drug tested, maybe provincial players or club side players, they can't afford to send every bottle of everything they
use away. But isn't there an organization now, and then we have to take a break, isn't there an organization now that actually you can put on your label that says that this is, like, safe for drug-tested athletes?
Yes, yeah, I think it's, I don't know the exact name. I know they advertise in the NSCA journal.
Right, that's where I saw them. I saw them at the National Strength and Conditioning Show in Las Vegas. And, you know, maybe athletes need to resign themselves to buying only those products and stepping out of that zone, so to speak. You're taking your career in your own hands. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with Anthony Roberts. If you want to read some of Anthony's stuff, go to anthonyroberts.info. Amazing blog. Always great news breaking stories there. Quite often, the people he's writing about don't want their dirty laundry out in the open. But Anthony has a clothesline that goes from one end of the country to the other. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress.
Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I've got Anthony Roberts on. Visit his blog, anthonyroberts.info. We're talking right now about perhaps the responsibility of athletes and maybe the realities of anti-doping requirements inside sports organizations. You know, Anthony, do you really think that the whole anti-doping movement is anything more than a facade to allow the public to think that the athletes are not using performance-enhancing drugs?
Yeah, well, I'll say this. I've spoken to some top guys, and the consensus seems to be that their job is to catch some people sometimes. It's really not to catch everyone, which, you know, if they caught everyone who is cheating in sports simultaneously, it would just end sports as we know.
Yeah, so, we wouldn't have any football, we wouldn't have any baseball, we wouldn't have any basketball, we wouldn't have anything. Everything would be gone.
Yeah, so part of it is doping is a huge moneymaker.
How so?
I mean, not for anything. Don Catlin's making $500 an hour working on this case.
Who is?
Don Catlin's making $500 an hour working on this case, defending a guy who tested positive for taking something that was listed on the label.
Right. Right. Yeah, I see what you're saying. So it is a big moneymaker for a lot of people. As defending the law in general is a big moneymaker for industries, for especially for attorneys, obviously.
You know, the irony too is that had USP Labs just settled out of court, they would, you know, likely be able to sell, you know, their product for a very long time after this. But instead, it looks like it's really going to come crashing down.
Why so? It said that methylhexamine was in the product. He took it. He tested positive. What have they done wrong?
Well, it's not found in nature at all. You know, it's not found in geranium stems. So, you know, I'm not even sure that the stuff is found, in a source that'll be DSHEA compliant. So it might turn out that they completely lose the ability to sell it, or it gets pulled, or it becomes illegal.
So, okay, so here's the question. USP Labs isn't making geranium oil, geranium stems. They're buying them from a supplier, right?
Yeah, they're getting it from, I think, S&K or something in California.
Okay.
Who does their manufacturing.
Okay. And I doubt seriously that USP Labs would buy geranium materials unless it had methylhexamine in it, because that is supposed to be the active ingredient that everybody's going for, correct?
Well, it's synthetic, so, you know,
synthetic creatine. But wait a minute.
Yeah.
If you buy Tribulus, you buy it standardized for, you know, a certain percentage of whatever they are, diacetines or whatever,
protocytes or whatever.
Right, okay. So when USP Labs goes out to hunt for a supplier, they say, we want the best geranamine because we want the highest level of what's the acronym, MHA?
Well, they actually go out and say, we want MHA. They don't want geranium stems at all. That's the problem.
Okay, but they get it from a supplier who says, we're selling it to you as part of geranium. The point I'm trying to make is this.
Yes.
I think that USP Labs has the same argument that a would-be player would have. They were buying methylhexamine, and they were being sold methylhexamine as an agent that occurs in geranium oil based on studies that everyone else, so they've got hoodwinked too, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I don't think they were going out there saying this stuff doesn't occur in nature. Screw it, we're going to sell it anyway.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what they said.
Right, and we're going to we're going to say it's in geranium oil, but we're really just going to buy the powder and throw it in here.
And here's, you know, the interesting thing to me, like, I really, like, stimulants aren't my thing in terms of, you know, doing the research or whatever, and I'll tell you why. Generally, you know, when you look at a stimulant, it's gonna have some kind of, you know, appetite suppressant ability. But the litmus test of a stimulant is, how does it feel?
Right.
All right. There's no studies that say this is what a stimulant feels like, or this is what geranamine feels like, you know?
Right.
So, you know, it's sort of difficult to research because you have to, I don't really know how Pat found it or thought, oh, this is going to be a killer stimulant. But to me, all you need to do once someone finds it is throw it in something. And there's really, to my knowledge, not much safety data on the stuff.
Right.
I mean, I've taken my own blood pressure after I took a serving of Jacked. And I went up about 30 points over and under.
That's significant.
It's very significant.
But that could also be a result of a vasoconstriction, not necessarily an increase.
Well, also there's caffeine in it, so it wasn't like I was just taking the one thing, but it's a very potent stimulant, you know, and I do think, you know, to a large degree, everyone said, oh, this is great, it occurs in nature. And that study was just done, from what I understand, from listening to Almada talk about it, from what I understand, the study was just not done correctly, and it gave results that ultimately proved to be irrepeatable. So it's not valid.
Interesting.
I mean, that's what I understand. Now, you know, these results haven't really been, you know, Mr. Almada's results haven't been published yet, but I think you know, based on his reputation in the industry, he's, you know, he's a straight shooter, and I can't imagine that it's going to be any less than exactly what he says they are, you know, which is that it doesn't occur in geranium. And I think there'll be a huge, huge problem. I think companies are going to stop selling it, and I think retailers are going to stop carrying it.
Okay, so with that being said, USP Labs makes a lot of other products, right?
They have two products, I believe, in the top 10 on bodybuilding.com, and both are based on MHA.
Ah, so this is a problem. This is a problem.
Well, I don't know if you remember, you know, with Twin Lab, like, had one product that was, you know, I mean, killing everything that they sold, and it was Rip Fuel.
Right.
And when, you know, when Effinger got pulled, they never really recovered. They went bankrupt. And if you look at Muscle Tech, you know, they had HydroxyCut, and they had to do a recall. They were able to take out, I mean, the Muscle Tech recall on HydroxyCut, you know, actually had such far-reaching implications throughout the industry. They were then able to take out less pages per magazine that they advertised in. Magazines had to make cutbacks because HydroxyCut was recalled.
Wow. Yeah, I
mean, you know,
that.
We're talking about
that.
Huge implications. Two of the top 10 products on bodybuilding.com are going to need to be reformulated. There's going to be less pages per magazine. It's a big deal when a popular ingredient, you know, gets pulled.
Yeah. Are there other companies that use geranium oil in their supplements?
Probably the most popular stimulant next to caffeine on the entire market.
Wow.
I mean, Gaspari Nutrition uses it for one.
Any chance that this was a conspiracy? Individuals who did the original studies conspired to spike something with HMA so that some individual supplier could corner the market on geranium stem?
You know, I wouldn't necessarily put it past, put it past people to organize something like that. The problem is that it happened in 95. I don't think they would have sat on it till whatever, 2004, when Patrick, you know, finally came out with it. Yeah. You know, it's kind of a long, you know, long-term project to just throw that landmine out there and hope someone steps on it in 10 years.
Yeah, no, I understand. That makes perfect sense.
But like I said, I don't think there's a problem with anything Patrick did at any step, you know, along the way.
Right.
In terms of researching this stuff.
No, he just found the research at that point in time. He didn't do the study.
But, you know, one of the things that kind of I find really interesting is that people throughout the industry, Matt Cahill being one, have said MHA is not in geranium. And I really don't know where they sort of acquired this information. Like I said, stimulants are not a thing that I research all the time, because the only research I want to do on a stimulant is take it and be wired, and that's it.
How did Matt, now Matt, for those of you who recognize the name, Matt has played the role of the official Superhuman Radio supplement guru in past episodes, and also is the proprietor of Driven Sports that makes triazole. So he's also a sponsor. I wanted to have him on the show for this, but I kind of dropped the ball in reaching out to him, and he's really very busy. So with that being said, how did Matt, has Matt ever intimated to you how he knew that geranium oil did not have MHA in it?
No, you know, he said it to me a few times, like just when we were talking, like just general conversation. And then when the Almada information broke, Matt was like, yeah, I've been saying this, you know, for a year. And I looked over his posts online, and he's been out there saying this stuff is not found where they're saying it is. And, you know, I really haven't done the research into the area to even be able to reverse engineer his steps to figuring this out. You know, because, you know, again, to me, like, that litmus test is just, wow, this stuff works. I feel a buzz.
Yeah, I feel a buzz, right. Let's do this.
Yeah, like, I don't, you know, so, but something obviously in the research looked off to him.
Yeah. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk more about your blog. Your blog was under a siege last time we talked, but it seems like the dust has settled, and now you have two URLs to your name. We're talking
There are two URLs.
We're talking with Anthony Roberts, the source for underground steroid information and the pit bull of journalism. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse. CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Jumping higher, left, and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
And I'll say it again, opresource.net gives an additional 25% off their already ridiculously low, low prices to my listeners. When you check out, use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN25, S-U-P-E-R-H-U-M-A-N, the number 2, the number 5, and save an additional 25% off. My guest this hour is Anthony Roberts. His blog is anthonyroberts.info, but back in the day, we used to plug his blog as being anthonyroberts.co.za, but there was a period of time where your blog came down because you were embroiled in a battle, so to speak, because of course, because of something that you wrote that the bearer of bad news didn't like his information being put out there, and he shall remain anonymous right now, okay? Because from what I understand, he's working things out with Dr. Connolly now, so I'm just going to honor that for now. But anyway, and you lost your blog. But lo and behold, the other day I went to anthonyroberts.co.za and it redirected me to the .info, and I thought, bravo, you got your blog back, your original URL back as well.
Yeah, no, I've had that back, for a while. We're working on getting it so that the backlink, so all the .co.za / whatever the article name was, we're working on getting it so those redirect as well.
Cool.
But yeah, no, it's back. It's been back for a few months now, which is great, you know.
And you break some amazing stories. And a lot of people will say to me, you know, you have Anthony on the show all the time. You know, that guy, he really likes to screw people. He has it out for so-and-so. He has it out for so-and-so. And I say, you know, that's not true. Anthony finds a story, and if it unfolds and he can check the facts, he writes about it. He doesn't have an axe to grind with anybody. And the truth of the matter is that there was a period of time where you wrote negative things about Progenix, and then there was one where you wrote a positive thing about Progenix. And so that in and of itself shows that if the story proves to be true, you post it.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things where, you know, I mean, it's funny because one story was, you know, about the original formula, and the guys from Progenix, when I wrote the story about the original formula, the guys who are there now were kind of like, why is he writing this, you know, story? You know, it doesn't hurt us, or whatever they thought. And it's like, yeah, no, I'm writing it because I write a ton of stuff. I mean, you know, there's people that for one reason or another get on my radar because of whatever behavior they've engaged in, you know, and I'll stick with them for a while. But, yeah, you got to understand, I get like, you know, probably two or three email threats per month. I get, you know, a lawsuit threat every month. So, you know, it's not that I'm, everyone will say, oh, he's hammering this one particular person or this one particular company. And odds are I've gotten 10 threats from 9 other people that month, you know?
Right, right.
I mean, it's the perspective, I think, that you look at it from, you know? Certainly this month I've gotten my share of threats, so.
Oh, really? Are you at liberty to talk about any of them? I mean, what's hot on your blog right now?
Well, I got a threat from the people involved with Axio Labs, GenXL.
And why is that?
Well, you know, they've been busted twice. The owner's done some prison time. The main guy they have out there is this guy, Glenn England. He's all over the message boards under the name Living Steel. He was busted back in the day, sentenced to 30 months. You know, they have all their forum reps are jumping ship. They don't want to be associated with them. You know, now they come back, and they're, you know, selling steroids on the Internet again. And I'm kind of like, how could anybody... Last time they got busted, 190,000 customer names went into law enforcement hands. Now, it's not just that I have this issue with GenXL. It's just that I look at that objectively and say, how could you now become one of their new customers?
Yeah.
Or continue to patronize them. You know, you're doing something illicit.
I was just going to say, but if you're buying illegal steroids on the Internet, I mean, there's always going to be the potential for you to be pulled into some sort of a bust.
You know, when I lived in New Zealand, there was a guy that lived upstairs from me. He was a cop from South Africa. He worked in the townships. And the thing he said to me that I always remember was he said, look, you know, there's a bullet out there with your name on it. You can't avoid it. There's a bunch of other bullets to whom it may concern. Those are the ones you want to avoid. And if you know
that's a good one.
That these idiots are getting busted every 3 or 4 years, that they have employees getting convicted, that the owner's been convicted, that's a bullet that says to whom it, you know, may concern.
Yeah.
That's the one you want to avoid. You know, that's not bad luck if you use them and get busted. That's, you know, that's your own fault.
What are the hot stories on your blog right now?
Well, there's a big shakeup over at Gaspari Nutrition.
Now, what does that mean? I see it. Joe Babick leaves Gaspari. Who was Joe Babick?
Joe was the guy that formulated the original Super Pump, and he was, he's been involved in the nutritional industry since his first job, I think, in the 80s with Cybergenix. So for anyone that actually remembers Cybergenix, Joe was a guy that worked for them as well, for Scott Chinnery over there.
People leave companies all the time. Why is it a big deal that why is it worthy of you writing about because he's leaving Gaspari? People step up and change positions all the time.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I would say that the situation, you know, surrounding his departure was very, noteworthy, unfortunately. I've been looking for documentation. I mean, I know what it is. I, I actually can't say, but it's very sort of scandalous in my opinion.
Okay. All right. I'm looking on your blog. Apparently, every now and then you'll write about a female bodybuilding fitness figure competitor who has some questionable things in her background. I think you were the one who first wrote about a young Latin woman who was in the IFBB figure who had also done porn for a while. I can't think of her name now, but and now you have
Stephanie something?
Yeah, I forget. It was a long time ago. Rhonda Lee Quaresma?
Quaresma?
She's on your blog now, arrested for prostitution. What's that all about?
I guess she had been doing, besides her lucrative job as a professional bodybuilder, she'd been doing some fetish porn pictures, and I guess it just blossomed into a career making
But you know what? But I mean, don't a lot of bodybuilders do this sort of thing? Even men do this sort of thing in the bodybuilding community, don't they?
Quincy Taylor's doing it right now.
What is he doing?
As a matter of fact.
What is he doing?
Porn with his girlfriend or something.
No way, really?
Yeah, and there's another guy, I forget his bodybuilding name, but his porn name is Zeus Maximus. I wrote about him. He's doing some gay stuff.
So Quincy's doing videos for big guys, big men, big men over 300 pounds, right?
Well, he's doing them with his girlfriend. I think, she has some solo stuff also. I'm not entirely sure.
Right.
But yeah, he's doing them. And, it's one of those things where you have to question, how many professional athletes, quote unquote professional athletes in other sports are doing this. I mean, it's just sort of a sad state of affairs when you're considered a professional athlete and you literally cannot survive on that profession.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But who do you blame in that case? Do you blame the athlete or do you blame the people running the game?
That's an interesting question. I was actually going to ask you this. You had spoken about Patrick Arnold before and said, well, these athletes, they just pass the blame up. It's like passing the blame up to the, to the gun company.
Right.
And I was going to say, it's actually more like, arresting the whore, not the John.
Yeah, right.
Ironically, I was going to make that comparison. So I don't even know, in this situation, again, is it the whore or the John,
Yeah.
I mean, there's certainly enough money to go around. There's only 100 professional bodybuilders, men and women, I mean, Muscle Mag, I don't know if they still do it. They used to publish a list, the top 100 bodybuilders in the world, professional bodybuilders. You get to number 50, you don't recognize their name. It's like, who's this guy?
Right, right.
So, I mean, when you look at that, their rankings, certainly the sport can support 100 athletes.
There's enough money in the sport between supplement endorsements and competition purses and all that sort of stuff, but yet these poor athletes seem to not be able to make a living at their sport.
And they can't, they're making, some of the top ones are making okay money, but they're certainly not making the kind of money where you can have a four-year career.
But many would say that's because the audience for, and we're going to get into an age-old discussion here now, and we're going to have to take a break and come back to actually finish it, but many would say, well, the audience is small. If we had the audience for bodybuilding that you have for pro baseball or, MMA or something like that, then the dollars would be there to fund careers. Because let's face it, if you had millions of people tuning into a bodybuilding competition on ESPN, then the commercials would be fed by the eyes, and the dollars would be there, and that would trickle down to the athletes.
But is that true? How many millions of people watch NCAA football each week, and those athletes don't make a dime? I certainly don't place the Mannions morally above the guys who are running the NCAA.
Right.
If the NPC was tuned into by 10 million people, it would mean more money in the pockets to the guys who run the NPC. The only thing I will say is that it's kind of amazing that when you're an amateur bodybuilder, you can be sponsored by a supplement company and earn your living through bodybuilding, right? Whereas you can't do that in any other sport without giving up your amateur status.
Right. That's
bodybuilding, they say, hey, go earn a living, whatever. You know, there's at least that.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to further this discussion. We're talking with Anthony Roberts. Visit his website, anthonyroberts.info. We'll be right back. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
And for those of you who don't think Anthony has a sense of humor, in a recent blog post, Variable Energy Expenditure Levels for Nintendo Wii, a recent study published in the National Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research has determined that you burn more calories on the intermediate level of hula as compared to the beginning levels, but for step, energy expenditures remain similar despite variable levels of difficulty. A related study determined that anyone who uses the Wii for their daily exercise is a complete douchebag. I like that, Anthony. Very, very funny.
Thank you.
Very funny. You know, we were talking about the athletes in bodybuilding. And, you know, this is an age-old discussion. It's been going on forever. Why don't these guys and gals make more money? Why can't they support themselves in their sport, in their chosen sport, if it is, in fact, a sport? You know, there are those who would argue that it's not a sport, and that's why no one wants to sit and watch it. Who's going to watch ESPN and get hooked into bodybuilding? Really?
Well, you know what? It's funny you mention that, and I'm going to bring something up that I want to say Joe Volge, the guy from Gasparian Nutrition, he's their VP of marketing. I'll bring something up that he said, and I'm not sure if he put it on his Facebook or he sent it to me in a PM or whatever, but basically what he said was, like, he gets pitched, like, bodybuilding scripts all the time. Like,
you know, for Gaspar Nutrition to, like...
underwrite.
Like,
sponsor, like, a bodybuilding movie.
Underwrite a script about a bodybuilding movie.
Right.
And, you know, what he said to me was, like, you know, are these people kidding? If you can't even get people to watch the biggest contest in the world, you know, you're going to get people to go watch a movie about it? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
You know, the Olympia attracts, what, 50,000 people to go to Las Vegas for the Olympia, the grand poobah of bodybuilding competitions. The only reason why some 160,000 people go to Columbus, including 16,000 competitors, is not for bodybuilding. It's for all of the other sports that people go there for, skating and you know, powerlifting and Olympic lifting and you know, you name it, equestrian. It's like, they're not going there for bodybuilding. We in the bodybuilding community think, oh my God, the Arnold attracts so many people. Yeah. 3% of those people are there for bodybuilding.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's funny too, because I always like to bring this up. If you look at prize money for bodybuilding, it's competitive. It's in line with prize money for competitive eating.
That's funny.
Like, you know, and I always like to bring that up, and if you look at the Mr. Olympia, I mean, obviously you're going to make more money, you know, the Mr. Olympia is more than, I think, the top competitive eating, but if you start comparing it to, like, the top, you know, the income earned by the top video gamer in the world, you find that bodybuilding is similar to playing Halo or whatever.
Yeah. And it's, so, and that's, I mean, sad. It's sad because these athletes put a decade or more of their lives into what is probably the most rigid and most rigorous of all sports. You know, really, I mean, I'm, you know, you have to have a lot of respect for somebody who for 10 years gets up every morning, does cardio. I'm talking about for 10 years, you know, has their bland meal, goes to the gym and trains for 2 hours, comes home and does more cardio. Takes their drugs, injects themselves sometimes 2, 3, 4 times a day if they're using peptides and other stuff. You know, does this for 10 years, has very little social life. Anytime they're invited out, they have to bring their food in a cooler. They're socially ostracized for 10 years. I keep saying 10 years because most of the pros are at it for 10 years before they even start to break into that pro level. And then you have individuals who do it for 10 years and still never make it into the pros. It's like,
well, again, though, let's look at a mixed martial artist who competes in the middleweights or competes in the lower weight classes. They're eating the same as a bodybuilder, but they're training 4 hours a day getting beat up.
Right.
I mean, you know, every time someone says, oh, I dieted for 16 weeks for my contest, it's like, yeah, whatever, I wrestled in high school. We dieted for 16 weeks. Like, who cares?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's difficult, and it's probably more difficult when you're an adult instead of, like, a knucklehead high school kid. But, you know, we really have to give the same credit to mixed martial artists who do starve themselves. I mean, look at the lightweight guys. They're not 5'1".
Yeah.
You know, you're looking at some of those lightweight guys, 148-pounders are, you know, 5'10". They're starving, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
But, no, it's and, by the way, speaking of which, two things, actually, you'll find in my blog. Gaspar Nutrition just signed their first MMA fighter.
Good for them. Bravo.
To bring them up again, you know, they signed their first MMA fighter. He's, from what I've read, he also played football for Navy as a linebacker in college, and he was obviously in the Navy afterwards. I think he went up to lieutenant. Does a lot of great charity work. So they just signed an MMA guy, and there's going to be a new MMA movie coming out that's going to deal with steroids, realistically, which I'm excited about.
Yeah, I heard about that someplace else. I think I read it on, was that on your blog?
Maybe that's I read on my blog also, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It's like, I'm trying to think where I read about it. Oh, yeah, that's right, your blog.
Yeah, exactly. No, you know, to me it's funny because MMA is the fastest growing participator sport in the country. And they haven't had, like, you know, a Rocky or an Invictus or, like, that one big movie. I mean, their movies have been okay, but they've never really had that one breakthrough movie that defines the sport, you know, even though it's growing so fast.
What are your thoughts on this? And we're running, we've got about 5 minutes left before the show ends. What are your thoughts on this? Back in the day, Perry Rader and those guys, York Barbell, the AAU, they had compulsory lifts. You couldn't just come up ripped to shreds and hypermuscular. You also had to do the compulsory lifts, you know, the clean and press or whatever.
Earn athletic points,
What would you think that if they integrated that back into bodybuilding, that it would attract any more legitimacy?
You know, I don't think there's any legitimacy to be had in terms of bodybuilding. I mean, yeah, it would be, there would be more legitimacy, but I mean, then would you need to drug test?
Well,
I mean, how much
would
you weigh at one, you know?
Well, but drug testing is an issue for all sports. You know, lots of sports turn a blind eye on drug testing, the truth is. But that aside, I'm sitting here thinking, like a lot of people would look at bodybuilders. The majority of the public would look at bodybuilders and say they're grotesque looking, they're narcissists. You know, it's a pageant, not a sport. You know, these are the things I've heard over and over again. So what if bodybuilders had to perform actually athletically, aside from just look like they're athletic? What if
I would say they would get all the respect of fitness competitors.
Okay. You're right.
I mean, realistically, you know, that's what they would be. They'd be fitness competitors that did lifts instead of push-ups with their ankles behind their ears or whatever, you know?
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Are fitness competitors widely respected? I would say that they have a higher degree of respect than, you know, a figure competitor, a bikini competitor, just by virtue of they do something, you know? But is there this huge, you know, sort of clamoring for their talents outside of this niche sport? I'm not sure that I would go that far.
All right, we're coming towards the end of the interview. What do you got in the works that you can kind of leak a hint to us so we know what's coming up on your blog?
You know, I'll actually tell people what I'm excited about. I bought this glucometer, right? Like, I have a blood pressure machine, and I always have, like, hormone testing machines around and all this other fun stuff. But I bought a glucometer. And it plugs right into your computer, right? It's a USB drive glucometer. And I'm going to be taking some stuff that's supposed to, you know, improve blood sugar, some nutritional supplements. I'm going to be taking them and, you know, publishing my results, like, to see what, you know, what works and what doesn't. And, you know, I think it'll be interesting. I'm actually kind of excited about giving all these different products a test drive.
Right.
So, you know, it's just on my, you know, I'm going to do on my blog. There's no, I don't know how it's going to turn out or, you know, if I'm going to get bored of sticking myself, you know, every morning. But, yeah, that's something I'm excited about, just some random research I'm doing.
Okay, I like that idea. I push people in my audience to go and get glucometers. I push everybody to get a glucometer. I tell people that. If you check the oil in your car, you should check your blood sugar, because we know that insulin is related to a lot of diseases and aging. You know, Dr. Cynthia Kenyon's group in UCSD has produced some amazing studies about prolonging life by reducing insulin. But anyway, I like this idea. So when will you actually when will you endeavor this, and how long before you think you'll have something worthy of posting?
One of the things that I like about this actual glucometer is like, it gives you a cool chart. You know, it uploads a chart into your computer, like a nice, you know, bar graph of your blood sugar. So it'll be, hopefully within the next couple of weeks, I'll be able to start, you know, figuring out the protocol, and within a month I'll have some results up for different products. I mean, you know, people take, for example, ALA, you know, and they say, oh, it improves blood sugar. All right, let's put a number on it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's a pretty expensive supplement if it's only moving your blood sugar a point, you know?
Right. Well, I also believe if you're going to test ALA, you really need to test R, just the R-alpha-lipoic acid. Really.
Well, you know, and that's, so, all right, so that brings up the point. Why don't I test both, and we see if the R is worth the extra money?
There you go.
I mean, you know, it's just, it's one of those things, you know, I shouldn't be allowed to shop at Walmart alone because, you know, I see a glucometer, and I'm like, oh, wow, that's cool. Let me buy that.
How much? Would that set you back? I'd like to get one of those.
No, it only set me back $30.
Really? With the USB and the it comes with a little software package.
It comes with a little software. Well, yeah, it's all in the USB, and you actually put the, comes with 25 lancets and 25 test strips.
and you put the test strip in the USB, and it's, you know, the USB goes in your computer, and it gives you a readout.
Very cool. Very
so,
cool.
So, you know, for $25, hopefully I'll get to...
Now, here's I know that you're going to be publishing this in your blog, I would imagine, when it's ready.
Yep.
Would you come on the show and break the news that the blog is ready?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that would be fun because this is an area of great interest for me, and this is more science. I like this.
And, you know, if any of the readers want to go to my blog and check to, you know, submit a tip, and they want me to try out a particular, you know, product, they're more than welcome to make that suggestion. It's on my blog, just, you know, to submit a tip or story. You know, I'm willing to test anything. It doesn't really, you know, doesn't matter to me, you know. It's just something I'm doing for the readers.
Yeah, no, I like this. I like this a lot. As always, Anthony, you've been coming on my show since the very beginning now. It's 6 years now.
Yeah.
You were actually
the first.
Not only that, but you were the first guest to get the full hour. Remember that?
I was. That's right.
Yeah.
Now you're doing a two-hour show.
We should. You know what I'm going to do? Those old shows are on CDs. I've got to go dig them out. I'm going to dig out that old show and put it on to let people hear how bad I was as a host back then. I really was fumbling, and I even had a great producer who walked me through everything. But, yeah, I'm going to definitely do that. I think LG Dupree was on that show, too.
Yes, he was.
Hey, Anthony, as always, glad to see you winning. Like Charlie Sheen, Anthony's winning. He's winning.
That's right.
He's winning. Hey, take care, brother.
Be good.
All right, and I also want to thank Pam Colleen for being on the show today. Check out her book, Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic, at Amazon.com or Amazon.ca. We'll see you tomorrow with another great episode of Superhuman Radio.